All right, we're gonna do resolutions, and what I'm gonna do in the interest of time is I'm gonna ask Debbie to only read the resolves.
I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it.
He's against
it.
Every resolution.
I'm against it.
I'm against it. So, we did the resolutions committee meeting. We read all of these resolutions. Everybody had the opportunity to be there.
Testing
so what
one,
we're going to do
testing.
Is we're just going to read the resolves, and we're not going to read the resolutions that the committee recommended do not pass on. There were a few of those. Okay? Without further ado then, Debbie, if you're ready, let's do the first one.
Okay. Can you?
Okay.
That's good.
This is resolution number one. Be it resolved that by the National Federation of the Blind, et cetera, in Bloomington, Illinois, that this organization strongly urge the Illinois Board of Elections seek and obtain certification under the IITAA for its website. Assuring access to voter information and the online registration process, and be it further resolved that this organization work with the DHS Information Certification Unit to assure that the website and registration process are accessible to blind voters and registrants.
Now, the committee recommends do pass. And by the way, I want to extend a thanks to Chris Jekyll for managing this committee so well this year. The committee has recommended do pass on this resolution. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Jamal moves. I got a second from Denise. Is there any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Number two.
Be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, et cetera, that this organization recommend to the Illinois Department of Education that all online course management systems maintain a high level of accessibility with regard to blind students, and be it further resolved that the Illinois Department of Education mandate that all state K-12 and post-secondary institutions are required to employ online course management systems that are fully accessible to all students, not just those who are blind, and be it further resolved that, while not specifically required, we urge all K-12 and all private post-secondary institutions in Illinois to seek certification of the course management systems they use or intend to use under the Illinois Information Technology Accessibility Act, as is required of state colleges and universities.
Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Denise moves. I think that was Stalas that seconded. Any discussion?
Testing.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Testing.
Opposed, nay. Resolution also passes. Next one, Debbie.
Be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, etc., that hereby call on transit officials and service providers to maintain and, if possible, expand affordable and accessible mass transit throughout Northeast Illinois.
Move approval.
Got a motion by Steve, a second by Jamal. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution passes. Keep moving.
You're going as fast as I can look stuff up.
You're doing great, Debbie. Listen, I was just thinking, I'm glad she's reading this. It would take me twice as long.
Be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois that we condemn and deplore the actions of all employers that take advantage of the unfair, discriminatory, immoral provision found in Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA, and be it further resolved that we strongly urge all U.S. House and Senate members, particularly those from Illinois, to reject the proposed Section 511 revisions in incorporation of Section 14C into the WIA authorization, even with its supposed safeguards, and be it further resolved that we continue to encourage the public to discontinue donating to, shopping at, or partnering with subminimum wage employers until they discontinue their use of special wage certificates and pay every employee at least the federal minimum wage, and be it still further resolved that we commend members of Congress Enyart, Quigley, and Rush for their courage and support of our efforts to repeal Section 14C of the FLSA, and that we call on all other members of the U.S. House of Representatives, especially those from Illinois, to exercise the same courage by supporting the passage of H.R. 831.
I got a motion by Patrick, a second by Jamal. Any discussion? Those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving right along.
Be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois that this organization demand that the Illinois congressional delegation work to create safeguards to prevent government shutdowns and lapses in appropriations in the future from recurring. And be it still further resolved that this organization educate the Illinois congressional delegation about the catastrophic impact that government shutdowns have on blind Americans. And that's the end.
So moved.
Jamal moves. Kathy, all right, Denise seconds. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That resolution also passes. Debbie?
Be it resolved, et cetera, National Federation of the Blind, et cetera, in Bloomington, Illinois, request the Illinois Department of Education to mandate all state post-secondary educational institutions to honor the provisions stated in the Illinois Information Technology Accessibility Act, and be it further resolved that this organization distribute widely to all educational institutions in the state of Illinois the provisions of the Illinois Information Technology Accessibility Act and its standards published by the Illinois Department of Human Services, and be it further resolved that this organization works with educational institutions to ensure equal access to education by recommending alternative access technology when no equivalent exists.
Patrick moves. There's a tie for a second, but I can pick out Denise's voice. So any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That resolution passes. How many more we got, Debbie? I lost count.
I just want to make sure, did this one pass, the one about out-of-state IDs?
No.
This did not.
No, it went down in committee.
That's what I thought. Okay.
There were the restaurant menus, the insurance,
menus
and the state
pass.
ID did not go.
And insurance did not pass.
So okay.
We're down to the last one.
Oh, good.
This was originally Resolution 10. Oops, wait a second, I'm having some technical difficulty here.
Would you like a door prize?
Can I draw a door prize while she's...
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do
that. We have some cookies, and we have a... padlock and pumpkin bread as a package. Not sure who's here, but we are going to just start pulling names. Janet Lenham, are you here?
No.
Oh, she was until recently.
Okay. Let's see. Mike Rosen?
No.
Nope.
Soraya Matheson?
Nope, apparently not.
Okay. Well, another person isn't here, so. Danny Mandrell, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, it's yours.
All right, Danny.
I think we have one left, and that's the cash prize.
Danny is our representative from our at-large chapter here. So very glad to see you here, Danny. All right, did you resolve your technical issue?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you very much. Whenever you're ready.
Wait, let me get the mic to her.
Oh, sorry.
Testing.
Okay. Be it resolved that this organization highly commend the eText group, part of CITES, Campus Information Technologies and Education Services, at the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana for leading the way in higher education by showing other institutions and learning management systems the full power of a flexible, interactive, and well-supported platform that is accessible to the blind and geared to a variety of learning styles and abilities. And be it further resolved that we encourage other universities and colleges to adopt eText or a similar program so that all students can have equal access to all books and educational materials needed to participate fully and succeed in higher education courses.
Jamal moves, Denise seconds. If I had really been thinking yesterday, we probably should have read this one when they were here. But didn't happen, so I will send it to them if it passes. Any discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. All right, thank you. We have 7 resolutions from this year. And that takes us into our elections.